ואלה המשפטים אשר תשים לפניהם. These are the משפטים אשר תשים לפניהם. כי סיקנה עבד עברי שיש שונים תעבוד. ובא שביעיס יצא לחופשי חינם. The Torah begins Pashim Mishpatim, the Ein of Kisikna Eved Ivri Sheishonim Yavoid Vashvias Yetzel Lachom Shilchinom. And of all the mitzvahs, why do we begin with the Kisikna Eved Ivri Sheishonim Yavoid? What's the significance? We have to also understand Ve'eila ha-mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem. Rashi says Ve'eila moisev al rishoinois ma'arishoinim misinai afeilo misinai. Just like the rishoinim were from Sinai, whatever was spoken until now, afeilo misinai. What is the emphasis of Rashi that this is from Sinai? That's from Sinai. Of course from Sinai. Where else is it from? Where else are we getting the Torah from? Afeilu Misinai. And Rashi continues, V'loma nismecha parshis. Loma nismecha parshis. Da'idinine l'pasham isbeach. Why was it nismech parshis din l'pasham isbeach? Lo'y melecha shetosim sanhedrin eitzel misbeach. To put in the Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMizbeach. L'maisa, Rashi seems to have a there's a kesher over here. It's all in the same Rashi. It could be in other figures. There's different Rashis. What's the connection over here? L'om Nisra Parati L'Parati Mizbeach. Chazal explained that what was the Dimyon, the Medrash says, last week's Parsha we ended off, what was the Parsha Mizbeach? V'mizbach avonim ta'as l'yisiv na'al and gozis v'lo yisayla v'mayilas ha'mizbach yash v'lo yisigol ha'vos cha'olof. Torah ended off the Inyan of v'lo yisayla v'mayilas ha'mizbach that a Kodesh Boy, when you build a keves l'mizbeach, you build a ramp going up to the Mizbeach, it should not be milus. And the chaloch yehe, it should be smoothed out and meshurpa and slanted. The Maisa, the Torah, Akdoisha puts it like a Mizbeach, but the Choyra, we can maybe understand what's epis, like that Indian of the Mizbeach. The beginning of Avos on the Mishnah Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai. He asked a similar question, what is the Mishnah telling us, Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai? Why does Pirkei Avos start off with this Hakdama? And he answers beautifully, says the Rabbi Bartanur over there, is a Yisoid, that since Pirkei Avos is Musa u'Musa, is mostly based on Musar, Midos, we go through Pirkei Avos, and you see, Mamish, left and right, things that discuss Musar. Ah, you would think that just like the Goyim, were Bodu Milibom, that came, they made up from their hearts, different ways of etiquette, how to act between Ben Adam and Chaveiro relationships, Dale Carnegie, how to win friends and influence people. They have their own ways of Musa, Midos, Asher Bodu Milibam, and there is Chochma Goyim, it's a different subject. So you would think that this is a whole Pehom Sechta, which is not based on any mitzvah in the Torah. Maybe it comes from the Chacham, and if it would come from the Chacham, it would be Sehelik, Rabbi Zai. Who are the Chachamim? Zog to Rav Nei, Ma'elu Misinai, Af'elu Misinai. Zog there, Nei, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, to know that everything that says, that was the Chelek of the Kabbalah Satoira. As the Gemara says in Brahma, that Moshe was Mekal Torah Shibiksam, Torah Shibalpeh. Chelek of Torah Shibalpeh was the Muslim Misan, this comes from Sinai. Pirkei Avos comes from Sinai. So there's a Masechta like all the Masechtas. I believe that is Kavanas Rashi in this week's parasha. The Eila Mishpatim, we enter now into a new understanding, a new area of Dinim. Chazal tells us there's two types of dinim. The Chazal Mazvin is a choik and a mishpah. The choik is something that we don't understand. We don't have any musak in the real understanding of it. Shatnez, chazir. Tumas ha'oila make fun of us. Amoinin oisan. Paraduma, what is that? The red heifer, you sprinkle. Mataras ha'toirim, matamas ha'tzmeim. The amoinin oisan. They make fun of us for these mitzvahs. That's a choik. But there's a mishpat. A mishpat says the Gemara Yuma is something that makes perfect sense. It's morally correct. The Mishnah says in Avos, Eli, if not for the government, if not for law enforcement, Ish Esreel Chaim below, man would swallow his neighbor up for lunch. Law enforcement, judicial systems, any country, any city cannot exist if not Bedlam will break out in such a Malkoi. There has to be law and order. There has to be moral codes. Ve'ela mishpatim, says Rashi, ma'elu misinai. Ve'elu misinai. We have to know they have also moral code. They also law and order. There's law enforcement, there's police. There's a judicial system, there's governors, there's a whole system. But don't in any way think that there's any connection, Rabbi Yisrael. Don't in any way think there's any comparison. Ve'eila ha-mishpatim asher tosim lifnayhem ma'eilu misinai af'eilu misinai. Zok Rashi, ve'lo manismecho parashas ha-mishpatim L'parashas HaMizbeach. Loima, Shetosim HaSanhedrin Eitzel HaMizbeach. Rashi's teaching us the connection that if it would be just Dayanim there to make Shalom, peace amongst the civilization, there's no need to put them by the Mizbeach. But since the boy said is ve'ilu hamishpatim, these are godly laws. These are things that are from Amamlechas Kohenim v'goy kadosh. The system is built by the Ribbono Shel Olam b'chvado v'atzmoy. This is not man-made. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam bein Olam v'chaveiroi. As we need the Shefa Elokai, we need the Ruach HaKodesh. We need to put the Dayonim Eitzel HaMizbeach. To Mokum HaShua HaShechina. Eitzel HaMizbeach. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, as Rashi continues, Asher Tosin Lifneim. Be Mazbe there the Tam. It's not enough. They have to know the Tam. They have to understand the reasoning. That's not just morally correct. It's much deeper. Eila mishpotim asher tosim kishulchan aruch, Rashi. Rashi is beautiful, if he was saying. Asher tosim kishulchan aruch. It's not enough, says Rashi, just to tell him over once, two teachers over, explain them the reasoning. They have to know that's a whole different realm. It's different. It's a different world. The mishpotim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why lifneihem, if you bring the same case, even as Rashi says, even if it is exactly how they do it in the Goyish courts, but if you bring it in their courts, Hare Mechal that's a shame. Mechal Hashem, because the Dayonim are representing the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Dayonim, Eitzel HaMizbeach. This is a different type of system. Oh, it's the same case, the same. They have the same in their book, in case 171, in all the law books, it's the exact same case. Harrison versus Richardson, exactly the same case. Tzchil Hashem. We go to Dayonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev. Binayim, Dr. Gemara and Brochus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev, Ba'atzas, HaDayonim, he sits there amongst the Dayonim and judges their cases. And helps them, the Ruach HaKodesh, every case is different, it's a different world. But what is so miyuchid, Rabbi Yisai? What's so miyuchid, I believe, in the dinim of Yisrael to the dinim of the Goyim, Rabbi Yisai? They have law and order. They also have a system of discipline. There's many different avenues of differences. But the one thing, and I believe, and that's the kavanah of maybe of the Chazal, of Loisale, Amizbechi. That's the Indian of Boisai. B'malas Amizbechi, as Rashi says, at the end of Parshas Yisroi. What chelik of the Mizbeach was the Torah is Masmechit? Not to the binyan of the Etzem Mizbeach, of the Leisal, of the Ma'al, Leisal Mizbechi, Asher Loisigol Ervos Cholov, says Rashi, Shayedei HaMailis, Atov Sorach Laharchav Psi Yoisecho, that through the steps that you would build to make a way to get up to the Mizbeach, you would build steps, you would have the Ma'al Psi Yoisecho, that's Giloy Ervo. What's the problem with the Gilui Erva, even though he's wearing Mechnasayim, Yatonoi ben Minag Bizoyoi? That with the Mizbeach, Rabbi Yisai, Yatonoi Minag Bizoyoi. V'arei Dvorim Kal V'choymer, U'ma'avonim Alolus of Drashi, She'ein Bo'em Das La'hakpil Al Bizoyon. These stones that are not makbid, they're a doimim, an inanimate object. They cannot be makbid on their bizoyoin and their shame. On retoira, oh, yesh b'em tzoyrech. My tinnig b'em minin bizoyoin. They have a mirror, they get tzoyrech. They're there to bring shechino. Chavercho, shebedmus yoytzucho. Your chaver, who's in the form of the yoytzucho, Umakbid al-Bizyoinoi, and he's Makbid al-Bizyoinoi. Allah's Kama, the Kama, that we have to be careful in this Bizyoinoi. Ah, what a Rashi, Rabbi Yisai. The Heilige Mizbeach, was at the Tzoyrech! Oh, it has a Tzoyrech, a bunch of the Tzoyrech, yeah. It's there, you know, you put your Sidurim on it. You have a place to rest your Sidurim. It has a Tzoyrech, it's there to bring Shechina down. Ma Mizbeach, the Gemara Ksuv is Mazin, Kol HaOilam Kula, he comes from the Mizbeach. Oy veloy sal, Rebbe Ma'ay, loy sal Mizbechi. Chaver Choshu B'dmus Yoy Tzvecha. The Mizbeach is holy. It's a Hechetimse to bring Shechina. Aber Chaver Choshu B'dmus Yoy Tzvecha. Mak Vidal B'zoyin Allah, it's Kama V'Kama, I have to be Noeg with him. Ve'eila HaMishpatim. Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMizbeach. I believe the Kavona of Boisai, this answer other Kasha, that the Dinim of Yisrael are a different Din. Even when we're meeting at Oynesh, even when we're right, even when it's our logo that we have to be noig, be oif in discipline, even when we have to meet out of punishment, be careful, we have to treat him like a murderer, like a human being. The Sanhedrin who passed in the din, the Mishpatim. Chazal tell us even, the Mishnah says in Avos, when he leaves from you, even if he's Yotzei Zaka, That doesn't change our outlook on the person. This Eved Ivri who sold into slavery for 6 years. For what? For Geneva. For taking something that wasn't his. If the master gives him a wife,
What
does it mean? The mother and the children are go to the master. We want to teach him a lesson, the Mefarshim say. Rashi says, if you had children, we teach him a lesson. You stole, you're going to learn a lesson. You're going to learn a deep lesson. You took something that wasn't yours. Mefarshim say, that's what we had. Yishu Yaldet, Yel Adunel, remain by the master.
But with all that meeting out of punishment, with that teaching of the lesson,
we were careful. The Torah HaKadosh in the same vein says in the pasuk before that, in Begapo Yovo, in Begapo Yetze, in Bal Ishahu, V'yotze Ishto Imoi. If he's a Bal Isha, V'yotze Ishto Imoi. His wife, his real wife, goes out with him.
Fred Rashi, Bechimi Hechnisa Shetetze.
What does it mean she goes out? Who brought her in?
Elamagir HaKosher Shakoyin Eved Ivri. Chayiv Mezoinis Ishto Yubonov.
He has to support the family.
And the Ramban goes to town. What is this Chiyuv? The Ramban, V'yotze Ishto Imoi. The Ramban tries to understand. And the Ramban,
at the same time, we have to teach him punishment. At the same time, we have to teach him a lesson. Oh, but Chemlas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget, Dr. Ramban, Shalomish B'tzaroi. B'yoyis Baal, B'veis Nochri, he's away. Em HaShukona Evikona Ra, what he does, he goes to the master. He has to now work and work out his 6 years. How is he going to support HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chemla on them? I think even more of us, maybe it's not more, even more to say the Ramban, maybe another daher here. The Ibn Rishon wanted that this Evid should retain his Maila Be'ene Ishto Yobonov.
If in fact there would be no support, if in fact the woman would be left alone, how much would that destroy her respect for this human being? He's left alone.
She on her own end has to be left there to support the family. How would that destroy the Enei of the wife when he comes back after the 6 years and he comes back to his family? She was had to schlep around, support herself, support the children. Because bro, who wanted to retain his respect. But not only that, Rabbi says, you know the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chof. The Gemara says, how do we treat an Eved? Chazal tell us, Ki toiv la imach, imach b'maychol, v'imach b'mishneh.
Sh'loi te'at oichol pas nekiyo, v'hu oichol pas kibor. Better you eat the better bread, and he eats the worse bread. At ha'shoy se'yayin yoshon,
The Ibn Yishlam says, Ki sikne Eved Ivri. Sheishonim ta'avod, he has to make it up. We take away his children. He has to learn the lesson. Oh, but minet bizoyoin. To mevazim that he's the Eved. Not only that to mevazim, but to keep his respect.
To be worried about the respect of this human being Who is he? He's an Afarion. He was over to tell Oizen Shalai Shoma, Bahar Sinai, Loi Signoiv. Terrible Aveira.
Oh, but Mitz Alice, with everything. Atonoig binet bizoyin chas v'shalom. Did not degrade him for being an Eved. That is, I believe, what the Torah is telling us. In the beginning, ki sikna Eved Ivri, sheishonim begapoi, and bal isha ishto, the meaning of Eved Ivri, that would keep meaning our punishment. But at the same time, mishpatei ha-Torah, take everything into concern. The children, the self-esteem of the human being.
What court in the world would tell him, you know, they'll stick him in some jail, and who knows what they'll do to him over there?
What court in the world would be worried about his covet? The covet of this human being. Over those men the Torah. Those lent us the Torah. That a person, every human being, has to be careful and worried about the chavercha, his bizayon, the shame, the disgrace of another human being. This is the Gemara, the Kisoy, Rabbi Zayin, of Parashas Mishpatim. It's not just moral codes. It's much deeper, much more all-encompassing, much more pertaining to understanding that a human being is much higher than Stam, just Stam, better than a behemoth. A human being and a Sukkot Koshchan Yisrael is something outstanding. And we have to worry about his COVID, his bizoyoin. Shenik, as Rashi said over there, Shenik, we said it was created with Mus Yoitzvicha!
As a shtick, Yoit, as a shtick, Mechelek alakami mal! Ramesha finds out, son of Ramesha Siskal. And this Ramesha Siskal, the Mechelek of Talmud Chocham, Rav An used to love speaking and learning with him. Mamish, his mind was moved, a quick mind. To keep up with Aaron, Aaron had a Murdik, a Hanar from this Yid, this Talmud Chacham, giant Talmud Chacham, never knew the young. But with all that, he was known to the east side, he used to go around, there used to be these Bowery bums, east side bums, drunken, laying out on the grass, or whatever they were laying out at night. And he would go up and pick them up. Put them on a bench and talk to them a little bit. And when he was asked why, he said, he's created with Mus Yoitzroy. He's created with Mus Yoitzroy. Mark with Al Bizyoinoi. There's an Andra cook, Rabbi Isai. An Andra cook in Gantin on Kfoid Chavercha. To be careful in the Bizyoin of Chavercha. To be careful not to hurt somebody else. To be worried about his honor. Thus is Ve'ela Mishpatim. The Torah HaKdoshah starts off. Bein Olam LaChaveiroi. Bizoyon Chaveiroi. That's how the Torah starts off. The Kabbalah, after the Kabbalah, the Torah Ve'ela Mishpatim. How far does it go, Rabbi Isai? How far does it go? You know the thing, the story. Some people know, most people know it. But I want to add a knach from the Manchester Yeshiva that he had. We know the Halakha Rashash. He had this week of Rashash. He discussed it in Shir. The Rashash was a very, very rich person. He would sit and learn all day. He happened to also have a gemach. One time he was sitting and learning, and somebody came to gemach some money to the gemach, 100 ruble. The Rashash was Oisik in his sugya. He took the kesev without Tzimah slave, and he stuck it into his gemara, and he continued on. The Rashash, because he was so ligging in the sugya, ligging b'girsayu tchidi, we learned today, this week. He was turned in his girsa, forgot about it. Afterwards, when the chash was b'idik, his cheshbainis. He saw that this yid did not return alone. He was toyve. He said the shliach after him to bear the chayiv. The guy said, "I paid back." The Rashash was very medactic, always to write down everything very, very careful. Every single word in the Gemach. The Maiso, the Rashash felt that, you know, the guy's not behemistic. The Maiso, he wanted, he was to evade him to din. The Maiso, Maria de Gazach, the Rashash to evade someone to din. You can imagine what's going on, the bizoyan of this Yid. The Helik of Rashash, it was a god of the Torah. The Eilu Shashu had a gemach. The old city came to him for loans and everything. He was mamish awed by the whole community. The Gadol, the Rashash, and this poor tailor comes to din with the Rashash. Can you imagine the bush this person had, the bizoyan, because of that? Because of that. This person in the Rechoyim got a bad name. He had to leave the city with his family. Not long after, Rashash was learning the Gemara, the Sugi again, he found 100 ruble inside the Gemara. And then he realized that Imamish, he didn't know, he was beside himself, he didn't know what to do. He went to Mephias, this Yid. And the Yid said, he started to cry, "But how could I, Mephias? I lost my job after this Maisa. And my kids and everybody has bizyonas. I can't get a shidduch for my son. Nothing's going anymore. I have such bizyonas, even to this city where I ran away. It's following me, the bizyonas." Says the Rashash, "I'll go to the base medrash now in town and I'll stand up on a bima and I'll announce with Ne'am Ve'eda that I, the Rashash, made a terrible mistake and that it was me who was at fault and the tailor is tam-takin. Nothing, he's mamish zaka and I'm chayef." But the Yid said, "No one's going to bring the achraza. They'll think because I'm going through shitzaras, the Rashash was even a bigger gadol. I'll still remain with my busha." The Rashash taka thought and said, "Taka true. But what can we do?" Rashash is thinking and thinking. All of a sudden, the Rashash says, I have it. I have the Bitorin. You have a son, yeah? And I have a daughter. Let's mishaten your son with my daughter. Then everyone will believe that you are Zakai and Abraham." Everybody came to that chasana. This person was able to move back into town and his name came back. Says the Manchester Rashiva, page Sadik. "Harashash hayagvir adir v'goyin gadoil. B'yachot oil akaras chosan iloi noir v'otzoim." Who could have been taken for a chosan? If I had somebody from Torah Ar. "V'lokeh l'bik d'bach ha'pashit b'noi shalom ha'pashit. Lama. Hagol k'dei l'hatzil k'foidol sh'ben odom chof m'pesha." Zok the Manchester Rashiva and he ends. "Efshu lahagid shebizchus maisezeh zocha hu shiizkablu sifru b'Yisrael." It could be, who knows, Rabbi Yisrael. From this maisa, there's many achronim in the back of the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael. We try to learn all of them. But who is one of the most common achronim that's learned? The Helik of Rashash, Rabbi Yisrael. Vos epis to Rashash. Zok the Manchester Rashiva. "V'ef shila hagit shebizchus ma'is zeh zochu shiztavu sifra b'Yisrael." Another ma'is of Rabbi Yisai. There's a sefer called the Stei Chemed. The Helik of Stei Chemed was, if you look through his svarim, it's got Ga'oines Atzuma Mamish before the times of the computer. He retained Mamish Yediyas Atzuma is Baki Nifla B'kol HaTorah Kula Stei Chemed. I don't know how many volumes are of Stei Chemed. What a sefer. The story goes that the Stei Chemed
was learning in a koilel in a certain area, a certain city, and he was having a lot of hatzlacha in his learning. And there was some gevir. I heard this story many years. It could be I'm missing out pratim. There was some gevir over there that was supporting the koilel, and he wanted things to be done. And the stechemid was a little bit upset, whatever. And the people followed the stechemid, and the gevir wanted to get him back. So he had, there was a certain lady that used to clean the base medrash over there. He called her in, she was a very poor lady. He called her in, and he said, we're going to make a ma'isa, so we're going to set up the stechemid. It wasn't known as the stechemid then. We're going to stay and set him up. You're going to come and complain that you were alone one night, and the stechemid used to learn late at night, and you came to clean, and something happened between you, and we're going to get him sent out of the city. The kitza, she did her job, and she was paid off, made a lot of money by this gvir. And the maisa, she came and complained, the whole story she made up about the stechemet, and the maisa, there was a big busha going on. At the end of the day, somehow, some way, the Stechemed was able to figure out a way to convince them that he was right after a certain period of time. And the Maisa, she, because of the whole thing, she lost her job. And the Stechemed remained learning in the Beis Medrash and continued on his way. One day she comes to his door of his house, does not come, and this lady's at the door, and she said, I know I caused you a lot of tzal, a lot of tzaris, but I lost my job now. Maybe you could beg for me a job by somebody else. The chutzpah of this lady. But the stechemet understood that the busha, this lady has no parnasa now. She's vuyish. He went and he spoke to somebody, maybe to the gvir itself, I'm not sure, and he got back her job. The Stechemet said that after getting back the job and leaving that house and not being makbid and be careful in the covenant of his ulas, when he left that house, he felt that his mind opened up and called his Ramuchan for Kol HaTorah Kuloi, the small Maisa. So small, but just the fact that he was able to be careful in the Kfayt Zulat, but so much Mivat on his own covered for it. He was Zoycha to call HaTorah Kula. He said, my mind became Mucha, and I felt at that moment, my mind was Mucha to call HaTorah Kula. And he saw this Pasha Rabbeisah. Ve'ela HaMishpatim Ha'elu Misinai. The two sides of the Luchas are connected. Torah is not one-sided, it's double-sided. Double coin, double side of the coin, the Beit Olam LaMokum with the Beit Olam LaChaveroi. The Bizoyin of Chaver, the Covet of Chaver. That gives Yat Neshmaya ve'efsha. B'shchus zeh, zok de Manchester to Rashiva, to Hashash Mesurich, that his Savior was Mekubal. The Stechem, it says, b'shchus that he was doig for the Covet of this Meshoreis. Of his nation who was Mavayish, who caused tremendous tsar. B'shchuzeh, he was Zoycha to call HaTorah Kula. It's connected, Rabbi Isai. Ma'ilu Misinai, Af'ilu Misinai. How much we saw by the G'doylem, Rabbi Isai, every Maisa was B'chvoyin Chavercha. To be doing for the Mizayon, to be doing for the Kovayt. Rabbi Chom of Asimin. Who we know he wanted to have dafka. He was worried when he had the shoes without the shoelaces. He wanted to have dafka. He was worried with the shoes with the shoelaces caused extra smarafitl taira. His talmidim once were escorting him home, and he stopped on the road to pick up a little matchbox. And the talmidim who were escorting him were a little bit wondering. First episode of a chonon picking up a matchbox. And he said, and he announced besides that he said. Anybody who has any matchboxes, please. please deliver them to me, Rabbi Chanan said. And after that day in the afternoon, the Bachim emptied out their matchbox, even half full, and they brought over 100 men, but they didn't understand what's going on, until one day in the middle of Shir, this kid burst in, Banish, a kid from the town who wasn't, I guess, all there, a young kid, and he ran over to Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan sees him, he calls him, Banish, I have something for you. And the Maisa, he emptied out his pocket, and Rabbi Chanan had like hundreds of matchboxes to give over to Banish, and he saw the smile on Banish's face. When Banish left the food, left the room, Rabbi Chanan said, you see, where you can make somebody happy, you can build up somebody's covered, just with a small little thing, collecting a bunch of matchboxes. Covered Chavecha! Even for a younger kid. This was the Metzias of Gdoyle Rabbi Yisai. There's no two parts. It's not departmental Torah. It's all together. The Luchos are Shnei Luchos Abris. They're together as one in the Oren HaKodesh. When the Rosh talked in the beginning of Peah, that Rabbi Nalam HaKavei was Adifa. How much HaKodesh Baruch Hu's mark been on the Bizoyin Rabbi Yisai. To be careful not to mevada Sushum Adam. To be careful on the cover, to build up the cover of a friend of Yisai. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, Kav Yochel. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares. How if we're makman on Bizoyin, and the Yisoid being of Yisai, that no matter how low the being is, no matter how what he does, he says, Eben Ivri, Kisira Shorach HaSoynach HaRoyveh Yitzhaz Mazoy. You see the Shorach HaSoynach HaRoyveh also if Taz of Imoy. You have to leave of the tongue what's in your heart and help him out. Because the pintle of Yid. Because even though you say Acha, the Gemara says for his Vaveira, but he still has Milas. Everybody has a Mila. Because he's created but Mus Yoitzicha. That's what you have to look on him. He's a Melech. He's somebody special. He's somebody unique. But you mark me on the Mizoyan. To be careful not to harm him. To be careful not to shame him. To be worried about his covet. He finished on Ma'oid Makbid. And it affects in the learning. Sometimes he doesn't have a schud, sometimes his learning is not working out, he's not going, not in Siyat Shmaya. He should be biting for myself. Who knows? It could be in Vinod Machaveiroi. That's where he's lacking, slacking off. It could be his Kvod Chavercha. It could be how he approaches other Bachrim. He's not the Seder. Yeah, Kvod Chavercha Chavala. Kisholcha, v'hafta l'reich g'moicha, the klal gadol b'toira, it's a different world, it's a different realm of mishpatim, with machnis, the human, the godless ha'odam into it. We look at every individual, especially the Yisrael. We look at him as a mamlechas kodim v'gay kodosh, because of the Torah HaKadosha, because of the creation of Moshiach Yitzchak. He's Mamish HaMelech. Him lacht es Chavercha, says Chazal. That's one of the questions he asked Lassad Lavo. Not stam, were you a good person? Didn't you harm? Him lacht es Chavercha. Was there Malchus? So many things that go on in Yeshiva. A room, this is Soit. Of Chakvoid Chavercha. People have secrets, have different things that they want, and Bach will try to find out what's doing with this Bach, with that Bach. That's Kvod Chavercha. Person wants to keep something secret. He wants something not to know about. He goes around, people go around Davka, want to find out what's doing with this Bach, what's doing with that Bach. And they spread it, and this and that. Kvod Chavercha. But you just don't expect some qualities for different mitzvahs. Different mitzvahs, Rabbi said, to live on a different plane. To walk upon this earth much different from the regular human being, even the goy. Goyim have etiquette. We have mishpatim. Goyim have a certain type of pleasantry. They have ways of... We have mishpatim, Rabbi said. we have drachim that we have to be careful, even when the person's at fault, even when he's no good, we still have to differentiate that chet. Bruya once came, the mayor once was davening, there was Biryoyin that was starting up with him. He wanted to daven that they should be nifter. He wanted to daven that they should leave the earth. Came along his wife, Bruya, and said, the mayor does state in Torah, Yitamu chatoim min ha'arz, v'lai choytim. Daven they should do tshuva. V'vayla was sin. Amal ha'maisa doesn't shtel that they could do get to return back to the Yibayin Yishloim. Doesn't shtel, it's not shy, it's not, doesn't create the person not upgefrecked. It's shad that he can do tshuva. Separate the act from the mensch. The mensch is still halik. Instead of Baruch Shal Yechto, he might have sinned against you. You hate him? For what? The Gemara is mashu for the Seinach is dafko because he did it to Aveira. He did something against you. Okay, try to understand the person. Try to work out things. But never to forget the yisoid of bizoyin chavercha, Rabbi Yisai. Bizoyin chavercha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makpid on it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makpid. Hurting another human being, not caring about his COVID ben Adam. He brings a maisa, Reb Zilberstein, in his book, of a shochein, two shcheinim, they were living near each other. One of them built a sukkah. He built a sukkah. And the other one had a tain on him. The other one had a tain on him. You build your sukkah, mamish, above, by my window. And I can't see out. I like to see my kid going in the morning. He built it, I guess, early. And I want to see my kid going to cheder. I have a tain on you. So he went within Torah. And it could be the Rav Paskin. That was okay. A pidin. But the guy says, you're not worried about my hakpada. You're not worried about my hakpada. It's something that's very precious to me. You're not worried. And the other avreich forgot about it. He didn't care. So Reb Zilberstein, not long after that second avreich came to Reb Zilberstein and told him, Achmona Litzlan, he has a terrible machla. Machla no yro. Somebody's kapeda. Kfoit chavercha. Reb Zilberstein writes, you see what it means. Kfoit, not posh. He took him to Reb Chaim. Can he ask his brother-in-law? He said, it's not poshut akpada from a shochein, akpada from a neighbor. What's the yisoid kfoit chavercha? Kodesh Baruch's magpit on the bizoyin of chavercha. Lisal have a miles al mizbechi. Ah, Rabbi Yisai, it's so choshev, especially in the yeshiva, Rabbi Yisai, how we have to know how to interact with another human being. That's what we're learning. The hilak of Torah, but Torah is briach echod, v'yoyah mishkan echod. It's shnei sluchos abris. You can't just be mailin toiro without being mailin derech eretz. Be mailin benon haveiroi. To worry about the bizoyin of somebody. Somebody gives a shir, musavad. What about the bizoyin? Supposed to say for the whole yeshiva, God, I don't feel like coming. Okay, it's b'nolam l'chaveira, b'nolam l'makoy. What about the b'nolam l'chaveira? What about the bizoyin? What about the feeling of the other human being? He comes to give prepares a few days for his musavad, and he does prepare a few days, and not so many guys show up. What about the bizoyin? Forget about the b'nolam l'makoy. Chazal don't forget. Or what about bizoyin? How Kodesh Baruch Hu's makpid on bizoyin, Rabbi Yisai. You don't understand. Kedarkei Hashem in different areas. Many times people have complaints, and if they would check into their ways, you saw the Rashash right away understood. We check into our ways and try to understand. Maybe who knows? Maybe there's a begiyan bin Adam Lachaveira. Maybe I'm not having hatzlocha because of what I did to a chaver or to did to somebody else. And poof, forget. See a guy some steigende Welt. Who knows?
This is the charge of these parashiyos.
Bereshit starts off the Halakha Torah that's given at Sinai, the first mitzvah. He sick to have an ivri, shor, bor, all the b'dinim of b'inol ha'chaveyu, those v'ilah ha'mishpatim. Bochum once came to, they went to the Rabbeim of the MTJ, once came to Ramesha Feinstein, and asked, I don't understand, why are we learning Eilu Metzias? Derek called Yeshivas, Tanis, by sixth grade, they start teaching Eilu Metzias. So they asked Ramesha, what's Pshat? Why are we learning Eilu Metzias? What's Epis? Let's learn brachas. Learn about Yerushalayim. We'll learn about other things. So Moshe said, the Meir de Gateret. Other Gemara said, easier. Said Moshe, we want to teach them first thing in Torah Shabbat Peh. Be careful with the moment of Chavercha. You find the Metzia, what do you do with it? Be careful just even with the moment of Chavercha. That's what we're teaching the children. From the start, how to be careful with somebody else's moment. Ulai the Mekor! For the Haschot, the way they start them in Gemara, everything comes from Torah, is V'ein HaMishpatim Rabbi Yisrael. To Ereshto Zach from the Torah, Kabbalah HaTorah, Noch Kabbalah HaTorah, Moshe sits to teach them Torah, V'ein HaMishpatim. There was once, two Choshev Yir of Elimelech and Zinsk, I think his Yortzit is coming up, his brother, Zisha, I think. They once came to a town incognito, without making a big fanfare. No one knew exactly they came in, Pasha to begot them. And they came in, and no one was bechavin so much. They went to a Pasha to Balabos, and they stayed at that Balabos for the time they were staying there. The bitch Kvir in the town, he didn't even have time for them. A few weeks later, maybe it was a few months later, they came to town as a Beli Melech, with all the horses and the wagons with a big entourage. And the whole town came out to see them and to greet them. And this big Kvir came running out to invite them to his home. So Beli Melech said to the Kvir, I don't understand. Last week we were also here in the town. Except we didn't come with this whole fanfare. We didn't come with all these chariots, with all these horses, the wagons. Yeah, we weren't in Mistakabit. We had to go to the Pasha. We went to a Pasha Yid's house. You didn't come out to greet us. Now that we come with the chariots and the horses, all of a sudden you're greeting us. It must be that you mechabed the horses. So the horse and the wagon will stay in your house, and we'll go to the Pasha Yid's house. Tosuk Rashi in last week's parasha. Avada will mechabed a person for the Torah, for the godless in Torah. But every Yid has a pintle, every Yid has that with Musi Yitzchra. I feel a goyim have it, and Yid have the chelik of the kami ma'al, the extra special neshama of the Yid, that comes with Yichelik Elokam Imal, that comes with Talat Kisei HaKovit. Every Yid is special. Every Yid is special, Rabbi Yisai. No matter where he comes from now, what his Madreg is. That is discharge of the Torah HaKdoisha. To treat everyone with respect and honor. Not to mevaza a human being. And Be'ez Hashem, B'schus Zer, Rabbi Yisai. B'schus that we look at every human being and we try to understand them and try to build up their kavod. Many people have a problem, Rabbi, in this door. It's a common problem. Low self-esteem. It's one of the, I call it LSE. One of the serious machas of the door. Low self-esteem. I don't feel good about myself. Rebbe, hard for me, people don't look at me nicely. I don't feel good about it. I'm not so good at this, I'm not so good at that. But Derech Klal, Ravoba once said that why do we see the chesronis in ourselves? That's because it's mida keneged mida. That since we're looking to see the chesronos by Yeno, Hashem pays us back that we have a general way to look at our chesronos. But it could be, Rabbi Yisai, if we work on building up the esteem of other people, even though we don't feel so good about ourselves, even though we try to tackle, we look at our faults and we tackle them, get down, which is a terrible machla. But if we work to build up the chaver, if we work to see his milas and build him up, to look at him as a demus yoytzucha, to pay attention to what his needs, to look at him as somebody choshuv, then Eibishter l'choyer l'fi this word, mida keneged mida, will give us the koyach to look at our milas. Eruchim said that we have to know our chesroinis. But oy vavoy to the person who doesn't know his milas, to know but doesn't know what he has. So many mashbeirim come from the fact that a person doesn't know his own milas. He's taka great in different areas, but he looks and concentrates and focuses too much on the bad. Maybe a schooler. We're all looking for schoolers today. A schooler for seeing the good in ourselves. But maybe it's not only a schooler, maybe it's an atzrius if we train ourselves to see good. If we train ourselves to look at each person and build them up, not fake, but real, to see the Tmus Yoytzvizcha, to see that Milo, he's a masvid, he's a lamdin, he's a shakhtar, he works hard to complement the chavercha. The B'shusei HaKadosh Baruch will help us to see our own milos, but not only to see them, to focus on them, and to feel good about ourselves. And in that way, Be'ez Hashem will be able to even HaKadosh Baruch when the guest the oifin. Dos is Kabbalah Satorah, Boisai. Kabbalah Satorah is Kabbalah's oil Malchus Shomayim. It's Kabbalah's oil Malchus Shomayim. It's Kabbalah's all HaMitzvahs. It's Kabbalah's Ben Olam LaChaveroi and the Gres to Oifin. We should be Zoycha Be'ez Hashem B'schus the Kabbalah's of Ben Olam LaChaveroi B'schus that we make an effort to work at it. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us. V'yichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ha'har Ki Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad. We should be Zoycha Be'ez Hashem to Ba'an Toyer B'schus the Achdus B'schus the Kavod Chaverecha. Bizecha in turn to an emes kabbalas atoira kol yoim v'yoim to bring a nachas ruach liyotzreinu. Amen v'yomen.